Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to visit with the CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol, Brian Jennings. And Brian, we got some good news. I'd like to add for myself for a change from the EPA. They are lifting the ban again. They're giving the waiver for the summer for the sale of E15, which I'm guessing your folks think that's probably pretty good news.
Yeah, I'm smiling because you said good news for a change, Eric. I agree. That's not always the case. But, you know, we've been fighting for this for a long time on a number of fronts. There's sort of a peculiar sort of the law is peculiar, I guess I would say, in that it hasn't caught up with modern day times because it prohibits the use of E15 during the summer months in certain parts of the country, based on evaporative emissions regulations that are outdated, that are old. And the reason I say that is that E15 has lower or better evaporative emissions than straight gasoline does and E10 does. But today E10 gets a waiver during the summer, so it can be used in all parts of the country year round. E15 has not gotten that. The Trump administration attempted to do it by rulemaking back in 2019, but the refiners took that rule to court. And unfortunately, the D.C. Circuit Court agreed with the refiners, so they overturned the Trump regulation that would have allowed E15 year-round. So ever since that point in time, we've sort of been scrambling. How can we get this done? Can we get the Biden EPA to issue a new rule? Can we get Congress to pass a law? And we've pushed on both of those things. Last year, we ran into the situation where Russia had invaded Ukraine. Fuel prices were sky high. We went to record high pump prices last year. Supplies were concerning. So President Biden issued an emergency waiver for E15 that took care of the 2022 summer driving season, but that only applied to the summer of 2022. So here we are today, May 1st, and we were back in the same predicament unless we were able to get the Biden administration to issue another emergency waiver based on concerns about the fuel supply situation, the ongoing war in Ukraine. Pump prices are not as high as they were last year, but they remain high, and inflation is on everyone's mind. And so we successfully lobbied the Biden administration to announce that E15 emergency waiver that takes care of this summer, 2023 summer, in all parts of the country.
I just think it's interesting they do this at the last possible moment again, because today was the deadline to get that waiver into place. And we've been talking about this for months trying to get this waiver into place, and it really didn't seem like the EPA was going to budge this year. I know they had talked about maybe doing something for 2024. What changed is the fact that the gasoline prices are going back up again. Is that maybe the biggest thing?
Yeah, when we talked to EPA, I'll be honest with you, I got the signals I got were that we would get this eventually. But as you say, they go right up until the bitter end. And we would like to avoid that if possible. We'd like to avoid the drama associated with that. But they were monitoring the fuel supply situation in the U.S. They knew that stockpiles of oil were lower than they were a year ago when they justified this emergency waiver. They knew that pump prices, while not as high as they were last summer, were high, and inflation remained on everyone's mind. And so certainly pump prices were another factor in the equation. But when we talked to EPA, I really did get the impression that this was a matter of when they would approve E15 for the summer of 2023, not if.
Okay. How about the total elimination of the E15 ban? So we don't have to do this every year. I was talking to you before we got on the air. The North Dakota Farmers Union actually literally today came out with a statement urging the permanent elimination of this year-to-year thing, or the E15 ban. And I thought an interesting thing that they pointed out, you know, in making the emergency waiver announcement, the EPA says it does not expect any impact on air quality or significant impact on emissions from cars and trucks. So isn't that part of their argument? So if they're saying there's not going to be any impact, why would you not just relieve the ban? I mean, just get rid of it. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, the North Dakota Farmers Union is exactly right on this. And there are a lot of groups that support permanently taking care of this issue once and for all. we're not going to have emergency situations every year, nor do we want emergency situations. So we need a permanent fix. The best way to do that, Eric, is likely through Congress. There is bipartisan support. In fact, there's a bill in both the House and the Senate that would really update these EPA regulations to reflect the fact that you just mentioned E15 has better or lower evaporative emissions. And you would think EPA would be eager to update their own regulations to reflect that. And that's what the Trump EPA tried to do, and it was thrown out of court. This EPA hasn't been willing to do sort of a long-term or permanent fix. And so our attention beyond this emergency waiver, this Band-Aid for 2023, is really fixed on those bills in Congress. And we are trying to build more momentum so we can get these bills included in some sort of must-pass bill, hopefully by the end of 2023. And so we do not have to find ourselves back in the same position a year from today. And so the Farmers Union, the Farm Bureau, the corn growers, the ethanol industry, even the American Petroleum Institute, which represents the largest oil companies in the world, they support this bill that's pending in Congress that would allow any blend above E10 to be used year-round in all parts of the country based on better or lower evaporative emissions for fuels like E15 and E20 and E30. And so that's really the long-term step we need to take, is to get that bill signed into law.
And also getting a permanent ban, wouldn't that kind of open up the door a little bit more for stations to, maybe expand into that area? Maybe they're like, well, I don't want to deal with something that I don't know that I'm going to be able to sell year round. So getting a permanent ban in this E15 rule, would that probably not expand the market for E15?
You're exactly right. There are so many retailers across the country today that are still standing on the sidelines, unwilling to offer E15 to their customers because they are uncertain whether it's a 12-month business prospect for them. Just as you said, Eric, in fact, most retailers are not selling E15 across the country. And most of them tell us it's because they don't know if it's a fuel that they can have available year round. And so it's a huge hindrance or obstacle to getting more E15 out there at the retail stations. And so we just simply have to get this done.
Well, we'll take the good news for now, and then hopefully we can work on a permanent elimination of the E15 ban. One more question before we let you go. I got a couple of minutes here, and it was a story we saw, gosh, I can't remember, maybe a few months ago, but the tailpipe emissions rule from the EPA, it seems to be some sort of push towards electric vehicles. I'm guessing that's kind of what the vibe that I felt, but where is that at right now?
Yeah, so EPA issued a proposal that would impact model year 2027 through model year 2032 vehicles. And as you indicate, the way they've structured the rule, it makes it so they hope that about 2/3 of all vehicle sales by the year 2030 are electric vehicles. And obviously, we have a huge concern with that because we think that, one, they're ignoring the fact that electric vehicles have a lot of emissions associated with them. They are not emission free, even though they may not have a tailpipe. Think about the electricity generation and the minerals that are used to make the batteries, for example. But also because EPA is ignoring a low-hanging fruit, a low-cost fuel, a fuel that reduces greenhouse gas emissions today, and that's corn-based ethanol. And so we'd like that rule to reflect the fact that we're going to have a lot of internal combustion engines on the road. We need a lower carbon, lower price fuel that those engines can use. And ethanol is ready, able and willing to play that part. But EPA's rule doesn't really provide any space for that.
What is the upcoming meeting? I think it's within the week.
Yes. So there's a hearing that EPA is having. It's a virtual hearing, but there's a hearing that the EPA is having on this proposal on May 9th and 10th. I will be testifying in support of ethanol during that hearing. In fact, anyone that has an interest can register with EPA and register to testify at that hearing as well. They can go to our website, ethanol.org, to learn more, or go to the EPA website to learn more about that.
Okay. Real quick, Brian, before we let you go, obviously you're the CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol. You fight for the ethanol industry and renewable energy, but on a daily basis, you guys are always out there. If somebody wants to read more about the work that you guys do, is there a good website or somewhere they can check out?
Well, my staff would tell me our website isn't very good, so we're revamping it right okay. now, but it is there, and they should go to ethanol.org, and they can learn all about us. And in a few months, you'll see a shiny new website.